All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Agravain is on. Wait Away is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Lisa Kinzer's on. My Broken Heart is on. Castillo Dina is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Lady Boo is on. Robin Aroni is on. K4 VMS is on. Mike Griffith is on. JGCK is on. Chemical Toilet is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. LA 106 Times is on. Wade Away is on. Sexy Pony's on. DK Jackson is on. Blade Runner is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Big Scott One is on. Kep Guy One is on. Arcadia Angel is on. PD Frank is on. Supergirl is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Let me see. I've got just about everybody so far. TJT1 is on. Sparky8142 is on. Veronica18201 is on. Let me see. 23 Justin Blake is on. K4VMS is on. Genie Malfeasy is on. Conservative Warrior is on. D9597 is on. Linesmanson is on. Let me see. Hanslick Donovan is on. Jim Brody's on. Scrolling down. Lloyd Shaw's on. Hefner's on. PrayerWorks 2 is on. Let me grab three or four more here. Mark 1069 is on. Steph Toms is on. CMDN, maybe Commander or something like that, is on. Hey, hi, right back to you. Let me see. Milwaukee James is on. Let me grab one or two more. Simple 73 is on. Nate Dad 1 already in the rant. Thank you so much. $100. Appreciate you so much. Nate Dad 1. That's a good spot to close. All right, let's hop right into Trump stuff. Now, I paid attention over the week that I was off, but if I missed something or late on something, don't fully grasp it. That could happen. I've been all over it all day today, but just in case I missed something, give me a little bit of grace. But anyway, Steve 2A video, are they crazy? So right now, of course, we're on day 20 of the shutdown right now, which actually, believe it or not, it makes it the third longest shutdown, but the longest full shutdown, and again, full by Potomac two-step standards. Because full shutdown still has 70% of the government running. Like, Tom, make that make sense. That's what Mike Johnson said. This is actually a full shutdown. So this is the longest full shutdown of 70% of the government still on. Aaron? I looked at Aaron to try to help me disseminate things and figure it out when nothing makes sense. In case it's just me, but it doesn't make any sense. But anyway, so it's the longest full government shutdown that we've ever had. So what are the Democrats on and about doing right now? Well, let's look. Are they crazy? They are considering, this is a Steve 2A video, they are considering suing to stop Trump from paying the military. Play it for me.
They're on the wrong side of every single issue. Now what they're trying to do, Trump has found the money to pay the military. You all got paid on the 15th. You're going to get paid again on the 30th. They're filing a lawsuit to stop the Trump administration from paying the military. They're actually going to court and filing a lawsuit and saying that he doesn't have the authority to pay the military. This is the Democratic leadership. I mean, what upside is that? Because they lost their leverage. So they're gonna sue that Trump can't pay the military, so you can't get a check. This is what they're running on.
So this is the real Democratic Party. I've got a whole section right after the Trump section. I got a section just on the Democrats. So here we have the government shutdown right now. World record here, 20 days in, third largest in history, longest running full government shutdown in history. And what are the Democrats on and about doing? They're out there. Many of them are at the No Kings protest. One of the interesting thing about that is why we have this going on right now. The government shutdown. Chuck Schumer is up in New York during the No Kings protest. And I don't mean to jump ahead because I've got a whole Democratic Party section here, but what is the Democratic Party? I mean, what are they these days? Because Chuck Schumer was out with numerous communist parties, and that's really what they are. They all have different communist party organizations. He's out there with their signs behind them. He's meeting with these people. It's out in public. They're not even hiding this anymore. That's who the Democratic Party is, full boat communists. And again, you'll love this one, Aaron. They're communists to save democracy.
Ah, of course.
Just like they want to ban speech to save democracy. They want to force vaccinations to save our democracy. So you, right now, that's exactly what the Democratic Party is. And during a government shutdown where Trump has raided, what Trump has found is money hidden by Democrats, billion-dollar slush funds all over the government. As I roll through this, I'm going to show you Mike Flynn video where he talks about just abject government waste. I mean, I shouldn't get into this because it's already 9/11, and I never know where it's going to end, but I'm going to try to keep it very short. But all our government, our entire what we consider to be the United States is a mirage. Everything is a mirage. We are run, we send in our taxes to enrich elitists. That's what we do. That is it. I mean, I want you to know that's what it is. Every war is about that. Every crisis is about that. Climate change is about that. The pandemic was about that. The plandemic was about that. Every single day of government functionality is that us sending in our money to enrich the elitists, the Chuck Schumers of the world, and some on the Republican side, but very few. And as you saw in the pregame, and Aaron brought this up because I kind of forgot about Larry Fink, BlackRock. I mean, there you have him. We showed like his five worst things he's ever said or whatever it was. You know, all of this streams towards a new world order where very few people govern the world. Well, they have everything and everybody else has nothing. And that's really, the United States is a functionality of that. Trump is trying to change it. But it is we are a function. We send in all of our money, somewhere between 20 to 40, even in blue states, it's 50% of what you make goes in to enrich Democratic Party politicians. You're like, well, we can't find any checks that are written from the federal government to J.B. Pritzker. But J.B. Pritzker runs 29 NGOs. Was kicked out of his own family business because he's a fat, worthless turd. But he runs 29 NGOs, and what's non-government organization funded by the federal government? Was he a billionaire before he got the NGOs? Did he become a billionaire through the NGOs? Stacey Abrams mailed a check from the federal government for $2 billion 20 days before Biden leaves office. That's what this entire country is about. And what are Democrats doing? Democrats are actually contemplating suing the Trump administration so that Trump doesn't pay the military. And that's all they, I mean, see what's always funny about that is the dichotomy of the Democratic Party, the double D, the Democratic dichotomy. Because remember, they were all crying, release the Epstein files. While they were saying that, they were suing to keep the Epstein files secure on the court level. In other words, Trump was suing to get court documents. The true Epstein files are at the various Epstein trial locations run by Maureen Comey. So the court transcripts is what you want. That's what you want, all the depositions of the court transcripts. So while the Democrats are saying release the Epstein files, they're suing to keep those transcripts sequestered and confidential. Because it's not really what they want. And while they're saying, well, we're not going to be able to pay all these people and these poor government employee victims of this lockdown, of the shutdown. That was a Freudian slip there. Of the shutdown, you know, these government employee victims, they're going to sue so that the government employee victims don't get paid. That's who Democrats are. We need to understand something. They can call us all the names they want. No violence on our end. We just need to call them what they are. Just like Jesus did. He called the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Sanhedrin, who they were, whitewashed tombs full of dead man's bones, sons of the devil, wanting to carry out the devil's desires. We need to just say what the Democratic Party is. They are wretched, horrible, repulsive, repugnant human beings. They are repulsive human beings. Absolutely disgusting human beings. That's who they are. I mean, what do they stand for that has any virtue whatsoever? Slaughtering the unborn? 40 million per year worldwide, 2 million per year in the United States alone? Well, and if it's so great, why does New York and California not turn in their abortion numbers? If abortion was such a virtue and was a part of healthcare, why is it that as part of their healthcare records, they turn in how many heart surgeries they do, but not how many abortions they do? They hide it. So if you're hiding it, everyone practices evil, hates light, does not come to light, lest their deeds be exposed. John chapter 3, verse 20. So if the Democratic Party is so full of virtue, why do they hide everything they do? Why is it right now that the Charlie Kirk trial is now being completely classified? There's a gag order on everything. Why is that? Why would that possibly be? You have the shooter on the roof that we're not, we're only allowed to see him running from the roof, but not actually pulling the trigger. And now all of that now is classified. All of that now is under court jurisdiction and nobody's allowed to see it. Nobody's allowed to talk. And as Alex Jones said, you know, they tell people they're not allowed to talk about the Charlie Kirk story. I mean, Alex said it in a different way. I'll just say it the same way. You can just stuff it. You can cram it up your caboose. I mean, that's just the way it is. But anyway, so, I mean, again, everything they do, what's the virtue of the Democratic Party? What exactly is it? They like to ban speech and force vaccinations? Is that what they do? $37 trillion worth of debt as the government experts, as they operate as government experts and usher us into $37 trillion worth of debt. How is that? Where's the virtue in this party? There is none. And then they used to be the party of live and let live. Well, that doesn't happen anymore because they're the party of banning speech, enforcing vaccinations, and many other things that we can name. Many others. They want to talk about no kings. Who has anything? Again, who has anything in common with kings? That's a right winger. We don't have anything in common with kings. But they're the ones who want to control speech. They're the ones who want to control your medical activity. And of course, another myriad of, they want to force men and women's restrooms. They want to force you to comply. So again, what are the virtues of the Democratic Party? There aren't any. So what's the damage that's happened to Trump as far as the shutdown is concerned? Dutch video. In 2025, Trump's net approval rating is up a point after 20 days of shutdown, unlike the 3-point drop in 18 and 19. Play it for me.
About Donald Trump shutdowns, net approval rating, we're talking 20 days into it. In 2018/2019, Donald Trump's net approval rating was already falling. The shutdown was eating into his popular support. It was down 3 points already at this particular point and would fall considerably more. It was very much on the decline. You come over to this side of the screen, this shutdown hasn't eaten into Donald Trump's support at all. His net approval rating is actually up a point in terms of his popular support. So the bottom line is this. The first shutdown during Trump's first term, 2018-2019, was hurting Donald Trump. This one is not hurting him at all. There's no real reason Donald Trump might say, at least when it comes to popular support, I want to get out of this shutdown.
See, there's no escape this time. What has happened here? Now, I want to make sure that everybody's clear on this. I hate the clean CR. Is that clear? But that's what was offered to the Democrats, is the clean CR, the continuing resolution, which was the continuing of spending at Biden levels. What everybody realizes, right? I mean, I love Trump. I do, but the big, beautiful boondoggle, the big, beautiful bill had some big, beautiful parts of it, but a lot of boondoggle involved in it also. But we've gone over that ad nauseum here on the podcast, so I'm not going to do that again tonight. But I hate the clean CR. The clean CR should be cut in half as a beginning. Yeah. And then cut in half again when they pass another CR or another budget. Does everybody realize that we haven't passed a budget since before the Obama administration? There's no budget whatsoever. We just keep passing continuing resolutions. That's all that we do. There are no budgets. We have not been on a budget since, I believe, the Bush administration. No budget whatsoever. There is no budget. It's just one continuing resolution after another. They may be named other things, but that's exactly what they are. We don't have a budget. We are not on a budget. We are $37 trillion in debt, $1 million added to that debt every 19 to 22 seconds. That's where we are. So I hate the continuing CR, but that's what was offered to the Democrats. We're going to continue to spend at Biden levels. You still get all your abortions funded. Now, some of it's been cut by Trump, but they already agreed to those cuts before in the earlier part of the year, where Chuck Schumer was up on the Senate floor saying we have to pass this. And now, why doesn't he have to pass it now? And he actually wants to add $1.3 trillion more spending onto it. And remember, the clean CR was already adding $2 trillion to our debt. So he wanted to go from $2 trillion worth of debts and deficits to $3.3 to $3.5 trillion worth of debts and deficits. And that's 1 year. Yeah. In one freaking year, we're already going to add two. That's not enough. Does everybody think, why is it that they can get away with this felonious activity? And I mean Republicans and Democrats. Why are they able to get away with this felonious activity? They're basically just counterfeiting money. I mean, does everybody realize how big a deal this is? I mean, this is a big freaking deal. They're just printing money, and the people who are printing money are actually buying the money back as they print it. Does everybody realize this? I mean, I just want you to realize where we're at. And everybody looks at these people. I know not the people that are watching this podcast. I don't know how many people are watching it because the internet's all screwed up. So love you. Who's ever watching? If there's one person, I know there's more than one from the chat. But anyway, so who's ever watching? I love you. I appreciate you. I'm glad you're watching. But anyway, it's an absolute abomination. Our country, founded on greatness, is currently in a state of abomination. Trump is trying to fix it. The CR certainly wouldn't have done that, but it was offered to the Democrats, and they're simply just, we're going to keep on. Here's what they're offered. We're going to keep spending $6.8 trillion a year, and we're going to bring in less than $5 trillion a year in tax revenue. That's what they were offering. That was not good enough. Aaron, help me. You can help me with words. How is it that you're Chuck Schumer, and you're sitting there, or you're a Republican, or you're Mike Johnson, or even if you're Donald J. Trump, and you're like, how do you even submit a budget? Everybody get this. You're bringing in $4 to $5 trillion worth of tax revenue, and you're spending $6.8 trillion. How does that even resonate in your mind?
Right.
How does it compute? How does that work in your mind? This is workable, or this is normal, this is logical. If you and I do this, we go to federal prison for the rest of our lives.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, if we lived the way Mike Johnson lives, we go to federal prison the rest of our lives. Tom, why are you picking on Mike Johnson? Because Mike Johnson knows this. Mike Johnson is actually one of the only true representatives up there. He's not a multimillionaire. He actually turns down the money. Hey, Tom, you ripped this guy. I know I ripped him because he has no nuts. He needs to pull his pants down and see if he has balls, because he never stands up for anything until he has Trump's backing. When he has Trump in office, he starts to be a Republican again. So, I mean, just think about it. How do you live with yourself? I mean, if I came in and my wife and I said, okay, we make $150,000 a year, but we're going to spend $312,000. Oh, wait, honey, that's not enough. I want to spend $400,000. I'll go to prison. Because the only way for me to do that would be fraud.
Yeah.
But how's the federal government doing it? Fraud. They have the Federal Reserve. Remember, and the Federal Reserve wanted, I'm trying to remember the numbers, $4 billion, I believe it was, $4 billion renovation on their office.
Yeah.
$4 billion. Remember, Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, where the Raiders play, $2.2 billion to build that. their office, which is, I would say, probably not much bigger than this building on the bottom floor anyway. Probably smaller than this building. And this building is worth $6 million that I'm sitting in right now. They want a $4 billion reno.
Yeah, right.
Renovation. I mean, are they gold plating every last aspect of it, and every paperclip and every tack? And every toilet, and if you wipe your butt with gold-plated toilet paper, I don't know. All right, but what they do is get the Fed to print the money. And where does all that money end up? In the pocket of J.B. Pritzker. And of course it's not a check. Federal government to J.B. Pritzker. Federal government to Jasmine Crockett or AOC. It goes to the various organizations that then give them the money, either for their campaigns or to their spouses to buy ads for their campaigns, or for their spouses or their... with Maxine Waters for her daughter to be a campaign consultant, and she gets $500,000. That's how it works. That's where I want everybody to know. You and I, when we send in your 20 to 40% of your income every single day of your life, you think of it every day, that you work the first couple hours of your day for nothing. For absolutely nothing. That goes to Maxine Hood Rat Waters' daughter. That's where it goes. There's no virtue to where it's going. What have you ever gotten from the federal government? Nothing. So I'm glad. Shut down day 20. I'm thrilled. I'm glad. I'm glad it's shut down. Keep it shut down. Hopefully, fire everybody. Who do we need? We don't need anybody. We need the military, and basically fire everybody else, and we'll do everything else at the state level.
Yep.
And then we can have state, local, county, city, municipality elections, and hold, because all politics is local, we'll hold all the local officials responsible for the various administrative purposes of government. But anyway, let's go to the next one. Fox News tweet. Breaking the Ninth Circuit of Appeals ruled Monday that President Trump can deploy the Oregon National Guard into Portland. Huge win. Trump wins again. Trump keeps winning. Do you know why you should be able to deploy the National Guard into Portland? Because it is a feces needle-ridden hellhole. That's what you actually need it to protect the citizens. Many citizens are calling for it anyway. The only people that aren't are the radicals that are actually doing the violence or want to perpetuate the violence. Why would you want to perpetuate the violence? Because you profit off of it. Because you get an NGO that deals with the violence. You know, again, why is it Alex Jones is talking about this today? Well, you know, everybody knows that they just steal all the money, right? Why is it that, I can't remember, it's now up to $16 billion that it will take to finish the railway in California. Now, they've already spent billions, and not one car has ever gone down the tracks. Where's all that money? Remember the Bono concert for the Palisades fire? $141 million. Where did it all go? It was dispensed into, I believe it was 29 different NGOs, one of which had to do with cleaning school bathrooms. That's what happens with all of this. That's exactly how it works. So Democrats want the violence because they'll create an NGO that allegedly deals with the violence all the while not dealing with the violence. They'll have something like Anti-Violent Portland NGO, and they'll receive $500 million that Joe pays for, Aaron pays for, I pay for, and you pay for, $500 million, and they will spend $499.999 million paying themselves to give a dollar to the community. That's exactly what they all are. Every single time. Here's the railway system right here. Southwest High Speed Railway. This has been talked about for two decades. Billions of art. By the way, congratulations, Joe. As our, you know, a working, well, I consider him an American, but he's still a Canadian citizen. And then you have Aaron, me, you, everybody watching. Congratulations. Just so you know, this isn't paid for by California citizens only. This is also paid for by you and me.
Yeah.
And all of these years, look, it's supposed to go to Vegas. It's supposed to go to Rancho Cucamonga. That's vital, isn't it? It's vital that you have a railway system, high-speed rail, from Rancho Cucamonga to Vegas. You and I need to hard work the first couple hours of our day for nothing so that there is a high-speed rail from Rancho Cucamonga to Vegas, baby, because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I mean, well, how would I ever live without a railway from Burbank to Palmdale? Or King's Tully Air to Bakersfield? And the only area that's actually been done is Bakersfield to Palmdale. Absolute abomination. But where is all that money? It's going to organizations that enrich Gavin Newsom and his ball-lopping, testicle-lopping-off wife. So this is what they needed here, because all the Democrats want to do is profit off the violence. Let's go and extinguish the violence with the National Guard. That's exactly what needs to happen. Plus, you have every excuse anyway, because the violence is happening in front of and on federal property. So go defend it with the National Guard. And I'm not one for putting out the National Guard. I am not. I don't ever like to deploy the National Guard, dispatch the National Guard. But in these circumstances, it is time, and it is time to fight fire with fire. All right, let's go to the next one. President Trump, another big win, closes, Aaron, get ready because I'm going to need you to do some research for me. President Donald J. Trump closes billion-dollar critical mineral and rail earth deal with Australia. Find all the deals that Biden did like that.
None.
We went 4 freaking years. Not one of these things was ever done, and you're happy being a Democrat? You actually believe that Joe Biden's productive? Donald Trump does one of these like a day. 7 wars he solved. I mean, he stops the Pakistan-Indian war. I mean, over and over again, just does the Gaza deal. I know the Gaza deal is in turmoil right now. They just dispatching J.D. Vance over there because of the IDF shootings. And because Netanyahu doesn't want it, so Netanyahu is just waiting for a chance to get rid of this deal. Oh, Tom's anti-Israel. No, I'm just pro-truth. I'm pro-truth. I can't stand the Muslim faith. I can't stand the Islamic faith. It's demonic. It's straight from hell. Allah is not Yahweh. Allah is the devil. Just so you know, it's like Buddha is the devil. That's the way that it is. Anything out there is one true God, and that's it. So I can't stand the Islamic faith. I am not pro-Palestine, but I am pro-talking about Israel truthfully, and I'm tired of being the dog to Israel's tail. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
As Israel wags the dog, I'm tired of it. Sick and tired of it. For, again, why? So Netanyahu can enrich himself. That's all it's about. Netanyahu is keeping himself from being prosecuted right now by continuing to prosecute a war.
Yep.
That's what he's doing. Prosecution to get away from prosecution. That's what he's doing. So here's another deal. Biden doesn't do one. I hope there's a Democrat watching. How do you look at yourself in the mirror? You do nothing. You accomplish nothing. Trump does one deal after another. He's already got we've got rare earths coming out the yin yang. Well, how important are your rare earths? You got one of these? You got one of these? Okay, you got a car?
Yeah.
I mean, everything now is rare earths. And we don't seem to want to mine them ourselves because we have them anyway. And Canada's worse than us. Canada's probably the richest country on the planet and does nothing with it. Seriously, they have more gold, silver, oil, natural gas, timber. I was listening to a Canadian podcast today. More than, I mean, you're talking about they have oil reserves that absolutely just look make Saudi Arabia look like they have no oil whatsoever. They have giant, and they don't do anything with it. And Canada right now has gone under the Trudeau administration. I know it's Carney now, but under Trudeau, they start off a couple $1 billion in debt. Congratulations, Joe. Your country's now $2.2 trillion in debt.
Jeez.
Under 8 years of Justin, we all know Fidel Castro's son, daughter, really.
Daughter. Freudian
slip. Freudian slip. Trudeau. That's all, because that's all on purpose. And where how is Trudeau suffering? No, he's unfortunately enriched himself. That's what this entire thing is about. But anyway, back to Trump. Another victory, and Democrats, you do nothing. You don't secure any deal. Oh, what? Joe Biden secured, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act. How'd that work? First of all, it didn't reduce inflation, but it did increase the national debt by trillions of dollars because he added more national debt in 4 years than any other president in history. But look at what Trump's doing. Trump has now secured somewhere in the neighborhood of $17 to $20 trillion worth of foreign and domestic investment into this economy. Unreal. Unreal job. All right, let's go to the next one. MJ Truth Ultra tweet. Secretary Kristi Noem announces they've arrested, just since the Trump administration took office, 480,000 criminal aliens. Let's find the Biden stats, shall we? I can get them for you. You just go invert it. Just invert it and times it by 20. They didn't arrest anybody. They just released them all. 480,000 criminal illegal aliens since January, where 70% already had criminal charges against them. Across the country, we are making communities safer so that families can prosper and that they can thrive and they can enjoy the kind of freedom that this country was established to provide. So there you go. Great stats by the Trump administration. People are like, do more, do more, do more. Okay, listen, everybody needs to understand something. Trump is trying to rebuild. Trying to rebuild the DHS. Okay, it was destroyed. They turned every single CPS agent into a facilitator of illegal migration. We're going to help you to illegally migrate into this country. That's all that CPS was doing. That's all that ICE was doing, was going and getting diapers and formula every day for illegals. That's all they were doing. And that, so just like the military under Biden, just like the military under Obama that Trump had to totally rebuild, now he's having to rebuild the military because Biden destroyed it. He's having to rebuild the DHS because Biden destroyed it. So they are doing remarkable things. Like, well, yeah, but Obama deported more people. Obama had a fully staffed DHS. Trump didn't. Trump still hasn't been. Trump just got a big surge of appointees confirmed. It seems like Thune, why does it take John Thune 10 months to do it? Because John Thune's not really a Republican. He has to now, he's delayed it for 10 months. Remember, we showed the video where they wanted, where Trump could do recess, but you're like, Tom, you're all over the place. I know, I haven't podcasted for 10 days, for a week. Remember, we showed it, but a big kind of agreement between every Senate and every administration is recess appointments. So when the Senate goes on recess, the administration can do appointments and not have to get those appointments confirmed. Well, but why would Thune ban that under Trump but not under Biden? Can you explain that to me? I would love it explained to me in detail. Why is that? Why did he do that? It doesn't matter whether he was or was not Senate Majority Leader. He was in favor of recess appointments for Biden but not for Trump. Why is that exactly? I would love to know. Because Thune's a fraud. He votes 51% of the time with Democrats, and he's our Senate Majority Leader. But now 10 months has passed. He can't get away with it anymore. But he's decimated Trump appointees for the last 10 months and caused a lot of things not to get done in the Trump administration. So mission accomplished. Less gets done, and we're more and more in debt every single day. And John Thune personally enriches himself. That's what it, just so you know, you and I are whores to enrich Democratic Party politicians, of which Thune is one, even though he has an R in front of his name.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows. All right, let's go to the next one. Rapid Response 47 video. As a result of the Trump administration border policies, Leo Martinez is a Democrat who voted for Trump, saying his once 8-hour commute to his factories across the border now takes 20 minutes. Play for me.
Border security, a major factor in two majority Latino districts, Eagle Pass and Del Rio, voting red last November. Business owner Leo Martinez is a Democrat who voted for Trump, saying his once 8-hour commute to his factories across the border now takes 20 minutes.
Now, if you look at the border, it's super quiet. So whatever the current administration done, it's working.
His daughter voted for Trump, too.
Do you think what happened here with the surge led more people to vote for Trump?
Yes.
This is the perfect, absolute perfect symbolism of voting Democrat versus Republican. So if a 20-minute journey, if you're driving 60 miles an hour, is 20 miles. So let's pretend like it's 20 miles, shall we? It took them 8 hours to go 20 miles. 8 hours under Democratic Party policies. How are you a Democrat? If you are one, you stumbled upon this show. How are you a Democrat? I mean, you look at this, a man who is a Democrat, I'm assuming his daughter is too, that both voted for Trump. Why would they vote for Trump? Because a 20-minute trip, 20 miles from their house under Democratic Party policies took them 8 freaking hours. 8 hours because the border was completely congested and clogged with illegal entries. At the border, in cars, you sit there for 7, 10 hours. Basically, sat at the border, right at the border for 8 hours a day. Sat there and just waited for your car to go through under Democratic Party policies. And under Trump, Trump's been in office for less than 10 months. And here we are. And now it takes 20 minutes. Now a 20-minute trip takes 20 minutes instead of 8 hours under Democratic Party policies. And that's the way that it always will be whenever you're dealing with the communists that Chuck Schumer was coagulating with in New York City. Right there with all their signs up. We are the Communist Party of New York City. You know, the Red Party of whatever. He's perfectly happy being right there with all of them because right now, Chuck Schumer, and the reason why he shut down the government, is having to move hard left to the communists. They're all communists, and so are most of the Republicans in D.C. They're all that way, but he has to show that he is now, because otherwise he's going to lose to AOC in his Senate reelection campaign. All right, so let's go to the next one. Eric Doherty video. And now this is old, but I had to put it on here because I had to talk about it because it happened last week, and everybody knows about it already. John Bolton, 26-page indictment. But I had to talk about it on the podcast because it's a great Trump victory. Play for me.
Yeah, so John Bolton was charged with 18 federal counts, and I apologize, I'm going to look down, I'm reading this, we're still just getting this. We have the first 8 counts are transmission of national defense information. The second set of 9 counts, that's counts 9 through 18, is retention of national defense information. And that looks like it's U.S. Code Title 19, Section 793 D and E, which is part of the Espionage Act. Now, there was another statute that they were considering, and it looks like they've only charged him with those Espionage Act statutes, but we're still reading through this indictment. It's 26 pages long. There's a lot of background information here, and I apologize, but we're literally just getting this in right now.
So the reason why I had to put that on, even though you all already know about that already, is just for the glory of talking about it, because I can't stand Mr. Mustache, and I'm so glad this has happened. This is exactly what he deserves. And again, this just proves out that the Bible is true and you ought to fear God, because be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. If you are going to launch false prosecutions and actually endorse somebody being falsely prosecuted and possibly falsely imprisoned, watch out for God to righteously prosecute and imprison you. This is that we all need to understand the sovereignty of God. Sovereignty of God does not mean in control of all. People always say God's in control. No, he's not, unless you want him to be, unless you release your life as a living sacrifice, Romans 12:1 style. But God is sovereign, which means God is above all. And if you are going to mock God by going after, listen, acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, the Lord detests them both, Proverbs 17:15. He hates acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent. He hates it. So if you're going to do that, that Donald J. Trump was innocent on every single charge that Bolton endorsed him being prosecuted for, watch out, because Yahweh's coming for you. It really is that simple. You ought to fear God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding, Proverbs 9:10. This is the freaking Espionage Act he's being charged with. And by the way, it's indisputable and irrefutable that he was in possession of documents that he is not allowed to be in possession of, which is, of course, exactly the reverse thing that happened with Donald Trump being prosecuted for being in possession of documents he's perfectly allowed to be in possession of.
Right.
Imagine, you think of it, it gets a little complex because of the galactic level of stupidity involved. But you're John Bolton, and the entire time, same thing with Brennan and Clapper and Letitia James and everybody else who's on the list who's going to get prosecuted. Trump has now proven he's going to prosecute these people. There ain't no talk anymore. And you're sitting there knowing the whole time the very thing that you're fraudulently prosecuting somebody for, you actually did. Imagine that. That was you and I. We just wouldn't do it. We're like, okay, I want to cover up for what I've done. So I'm not certainly not going to fraud. I'm not going to accuse somebody of doing the things that I've actually done. And they, in fact, didn't do them.
Right.
I would never do that. I'll be like, no, I'll just cover up my own crimes. Thank you. I'm going. I'm going to disappear into the darkness. So that John Bolton, and I want to bring this up because this is anti-black pill stuff. Anti-black pill. Listen, I am always surfing the wave. Like, right? If there's red pill and black pill, or white pill, I guess another term Alex Jones uses, where you just believe everything is perfect. But I never get anywhere near white pill. But anyway, I'm never. No, boy, I'm too miserable.
That's gone.
Yeah, I'm miserable. But anyway, so I'm like. But I'm surfing. I'm always surfing on the edge. Like, I look over the abyss, and there's the black pill. I mean, I look right. I'm right there. I'm surfing that wave. Like, half of the water I'm surfing on is black. And half of it's red. You know, so I'm on the verge of that all the time. But see, Trump is defying the black pill here. He is. He's defying it because this is another indictment. Letitia James, indicted. Comey, indicted. Bolton, indicted. When did this ever happen before, except for Democrats do it to us? Well, we don't want to do it to Democrats because they'll do it to us. They've already been doing it to us. They've already raided all the homes. They've already prosecuted people for crimes that don't even exist. You're like, Tom, what are you talking about crimes? You mean crimes they didn't commit? No, I mean crimes that do not exist. Well, how could that ever get past the judge? Because it's blue judge, blue jury, blue grand jury. All right, let's go to the next one. I'll just stay on. I can't launch. If I get into the judicial system, it's 9:43, show's over. All right, Johnny Midnight video. Wow, Stacey Abrams needs life in prison. Play for me.
Where Stacey Abrams got $2 billion just before we took over, and it was a rush to get her the money, and that was environmental, and nobody knows what she was doing. But $2 billion. If you got $2 million, that's a lot. If you got $200,000, that's a lot. But this was $2 billion was given. Lee, do you want to talk about that and the other one that was even worse?
EPA has now canceled over $22 billion worth of contracts. $2 billion going to this NGO that Stacey Abrams was tied to. They received only $100 in 2023. And then the Biden administration gave them $2 billion. The director of the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund saw his former employer get $5 billion. So $20 billion went to just 8 NGOs, and they're all pass-throughs. And then they were giving it to other entities. Many of them were pass-throughs. And what you have is all these extra middlemen, they're taking their cut, and the taxpayer ends up getting screwed. They're losing out on all this hard-earned money. They can't afford to have the federal government waste. The partnership with DOGE and Elon Musk has been incredible at EPA. Their team is very talented. We wouldn't have been able to do it without them. And of course, this.
Now, we all know about it because we saw the meeting with the representative there from USAID, where there was this wholesale mailing out checks right before. I mean, just, you're a Democrat. How do you look at yourself in the mirror and say, DNC, how do you do that? I mean, you're royally getting screwed by the people that you support. Who are rich? Do you get rich? I'm run-of-the-mill Democrat, if you're watching right now. Do you get rich ever? No, the only people that get rich are the ones who fool you into being a Democrat. Those are the people who are getting rich. So they're just mailing out wholesale these checks. $20 billion to 8 different NGOs. You see, like, Tom, you're always so hyperbolic about the... To prove me wrong, that I always say this to people at church, when people at church get offended. Prove me wrong using Bible verses. All I ask you to do. If I'm so wrong, you could say, Tom, you're too mean, or Tom, you shouldn't tell people to shove things up their butt from the pulpit. That's probably true.
Probably.
But I have had somebody come up and tell me they missed the caboose. They missed me telling people to ram things up their caboose. But I'm not. I'm not going to bring it back down. I'm being a good boy.
I won't say it.
I won't say it. Aaron might say it. Aaron might tell me to say it, but I'm not going to say it. But anyway. But it really is that way. So I just tell people at church, you got a problem. Just prove me wrong with Bible verses.
Yeah.
I tell you, you can lose your salvation, and you're a Calvinist, and you're all offended by that. Well, just explain to me how it is that 1 Timothy chapter 4 is entitled The Great Falling Away. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is entitled The Great Falling Away. Hebrews chapter 5 is entitled Warning Against Falling Away. And 2 Timothy chapter 3 is entitled The Apostasy, The Falling Away Predicted. Now, tell me you can't lose your salvation. What's falling away mean? And it's the exact same thing. If you don't think it's all NGOs, because that's all that it is, are the very politicians that you and I end up voting for, because some of them are Republicans and some of it is deep downstream from NGOs, but it's still there enriching themselves from it. Some Republicans, but all Democrats for the most part. And notice that the shutdown doesn't affect any of their pay. Anybody knows that? And how many of them have decided not to get their paychecks? Let me add it all up. Zero.
Yeah.
And Bernie Sanders was on The View defending the fact they're going to keep their paychecks. Three House Bernie. Multi-million dollar Bernie, who's a socialist. Who owns three houses and sports cars. But so you have Abrams NGO. What's this NGO about? This glorious NGO that received, now remember, in 2023, this NGO received a total of $100. $100. Because you know what they go on and about doing? Their job as this NGO is to go into your home and inspect your appliances to see if they can make them more environmentally friendly by replacing appliances that work with appliances that don't work. That's what that's what they want to do. It's amazing. The amazing this NGO didn't receive a lot of money until you Democrats and Joe Biden came along and mailed her a check for $2 billion. So $100 in 2023 and $2 billion at the end of 2024. Amazing how that worked, isn't it? And $20 billion to another eight Democratic Party NGOs. And by the way, this clean CR is still funding most of these NGOs. As Joe says, why don't we just get rid of all the NGOs? Let me ask you this question. Joe, you can answer. Aaron, you can answer. I'll answer. You and the chat can answer. What benefit has an NGO ever done for you? Then why are we $37 trillion in debt funding them? $21 trillion, a black hole of NGO funding out of the Pentagon alone. Anybody explain that to me? So that a very few people can get filthy, rotten, stinking rich off of fraudulent corruption. That's why. And speaking of that, Wall Street Apes video, General Michael Flynn exposes to James O'Keefe that there are rooms in the Pentagon, boys, full of people working on projects the government no longer does.
Can I get that job?
Yeah, they show up to work 8 hours a day on projects that don't exist. That haven't existed for 25 years. So they're still doing something that was based in 1999, a project, let's say, Clean Up the Highway Act of 1999, that has been extinguished for the last 26 freaking years, but they work 8 hours a day on it. Play for me.
I did not want somebody like me, some general, walking in the hallways of the Pentagon to go, hey, what are you doing? What's your job? What's your role? Because there's so many people that are just useless. Okay, useless.
Were these just random bureaucrats?
No, they didn't have, I would see these people and I'd be like, the hell do these people do? They would be trying to hide what it was that they were doing. I'd go, what's behind that door? Right, there's no sign. So I'd say, can we open it up? Because I'm in a position where at that time in an area, I had some authority. I'd go inside the door and I'd be like, what do you guys do? And they'd be looking around going, oh my God, somebody actually came and saw me and found me.
Do you think that that's shame? What percentage of the people you spoke to, it's shame or that they're hiding something?
I don't think that they're hiding something other than the fact they don't want to lose their job or they don't want to feel like maybe my job could be taken away. One, if I run into somebody and have to tell somebody that I actually don't do anything. Number two, if I tell somebody that what I actually do and they go, well, why do we do that anymore? There's places inside of the Pentagon where we don't do those things anymore. The government doesn't even care about some of that stuff, but people still are going into a job every day. They get an 8-hour salary for the day, and then they get their salary for the week, and they don't actually do anything for the country.
Now, remember, Trump, the federal government has 4 million employees. 4 million. And I believe, Aaron, they own, I believe it was 300 and something thousand buildings.
Yeah, yep.
Full of offices, people work, A, that don't show up to those offices, doing jobs that no longer exist.
Right.
Doing jobs with absolutely no purpose. Is that the video?
That's the video. All right,
Aaron found another one. We played this on the podcast before. Here's another federal employee. Play for me.
When this government worker goes to the office every day,
there's nothing to do. There's nothing to pretend to do.
Though Edward McSweegan once managed a large portfolio of research at the National Institutes of Health, NIH, his work days have been pretty much empty since
March 1996.
It's not that he doesn't want to work. He says they won't let him. Meantime, taxpayers are covering his generous paycheck.
How much do you get paid to do nothing?
About $100,000 a year.
So what do you do all day when you go to the office?
I've managed to publish a couple of books, some short story fiction, A little bit of nonfiction writing.
Yes, with all that free time and with taxpayers footing the bill, he's become a successful mystery writer. And more.
I wound up joining a health club near the office just to sort of break up the day.
Oddly enough, he's been getting good job reviews.
I guess
he gets great job reviews. He goes to Bally's part of the day, writes fiction novels. And you and I pay him $100,000 a year to do nothing. And by the way, he's become very successful at writing, talk about double dipping. So he makes probably hundreds of thousands of dollars a year as a writer and makes sure that he keeps his $100,000 job. If he was a man of integrity, he would quit his job.
Yeah.
Being getting paid. I just want to ask, Joe's worked his entire life. I've known Joe since he was a teenager. Known of Aaron since he's a teenager. They've known me since I was in my early 40s.
Yeah.
So I just want to ask, if any of you ever, you, me, have you ever even seen each other ever work a job where there is nothing to do?
No.
I mean, where the job doesn't even exist anymore. So he actually worked a job where the purpose for that job no longer exists. I mean, it would be like me paying Aaron to come in as the worship leader of Foundation Church, and Foundation Church no longer exists. But yet every day he comes in and gets paid to be the worship leader, and he never does a worship service.
True.
That's exactly what's going on, Aaron, but he is writing mystery novels and going to the gym and getting buff.
Yeah.
On somebody else's dime. This is the federal government. Because why would that be? Can anybody guess why that's happening? Because whatever it is, whatever government agency is paying him to do this is funding an NGO. And if they don't get that money to fund jobs that don't exist anymore, the NGO doesn't get any money. And NGOs are vital because they employ the Democrats after they leave public service. It's not public service. It's public rape of your and I tax dollars every day of our lives.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. And it's just that Michael Flynn video. I mean, you're working a job at the Pentagon for projects that have not existed for 30 years. Project Falcon started in 1996. We're still working on it. Yeah, but it was canceled in 1997. But we're still working on it here in October of 2025. It's happening. I mean, okay, and that's one guy. And then that's one other agency, the Pentagon. 4 million employees, 4 million federal employees doing what? $4 billion, I got you in just a second. $4 billion renovation to the Fed. For what? 4 million employees doing what? Now we know. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, you think with that original project that's been canceled for like 30 years, like a lot of those original people have died out and they've hired new people to work on the project that no longer exists? Oh,
yeah, of course, yeah. People have died. They've rehired people. They've hired guys who manage the project that no longer exists.
Right.
You get promoted. you start off as rudimentary employee, then you're like low-line supervisor, then you're a manager, then you're a supervisor of managers, all for a project that hasn't existed since before Joe was born.
Yeah.
That's our government.
Yeah.
It is that bad. We are hemorrhaging we're hemorrhaging $3 million a minute. Right there. $3 million a minute we're spending. For what? For a guy to write mystery novels and go to Bally's, and for people to work jobs on projects that no longer exist in the Pentagon. They have no reason to even come to work. That guy comes to work with his backpack on, sits there and breathes heavy at his desk, and writing mystery novels and going to Bally's. Look at this. Look at what's happening. And you and I don't get paid so that guy like that could have a job. And that all these employees in the Pentagon who don't do anything all day long can have a job. You and I don't get paid so that they can get paid. That's the reality of America. That's the reality of America. Donald Trump's trying to change it. Let's go to the next one. Glenn Greenwald tweet. One irony of Trump's strong insinuation today about Miriam Adelson. Who is Miriam Adelson? She is basically a super PAC Israeli funder. That's Miriam Adelson gives huge campaign donations, $2 million Donald Trump alone, if you are pro-Israel. That's who, that she is basically a super PAC, a PAC organizer. That's who she is. But one irony of Trump's strong insinuation, by the way, Glenn Greenwald is Jewish. Today about Miriam Adelson, that she loves, he said she loves Israel more than U.S. She's a United States citizen.
Yeah.
And have you ever noticed this too? I want to bring this up. And here, Tom's anti-Israel. No, I'm just truth about Israel. Why? We're the only country in the world where United States citizens have their kids serve in a foreign military. You can find hundreds of them where we have United States citizens whose kids serve in the IDF. It's funny. I've never heard of one American ever serving the Canadian military. They're a strong ally. Weird. It's weird, isn't it? It's weird. Just, it's like, I mean.
Well, just, you know, if it's Israel, though.
It's Israel. I mean, yeah, I know I'm not allowed to say it because I'll go to hell. But right. That Bible verse doesn't exist, even though most Christians believe it does.
Right.
Is a statement that is Miriam Adelson, that she loves Israel. So Donald Trump said Miriam Adelson, it's hard for me to say that Miriam name, Adelson loves Israel more than the U.S. Is a statement that is prohibited and subject to punishment as anti-Semitism under the expanded IHRA hate speech rules Trump forced American universities to adopt. Listen, I want to make this very clear. I hate American universities. They're indoctrination camps. That's all they are.
Yep.
But what you can't solve totalitarianism with what?
Totalitarianism.
You don't go in and what you do is let them go freaking bankrupt. As Joe said, basically all universities are giant freaking NGOs. Like, Tom, you're all over that tonight. I'm all over it every night on NGOs. That's all that they are. But you can't solve the problem with totalitarianism. With totalitarianism. So you have Trump because you had all those pro-Palestinian rallies, which, by the way, I am anti-Palestinian, anti-Palestine state, anti-two-state solution. I'm anti it all. I really am. I don't believe in any of it. And it's such a weird, deep sort of dichotomy, isn't it? Where you have like Keir Starmer and Emmanuel Macron, they come out and they say they are recognizing Palestine as a state. They've already come out and said, I have a Muslim section that I never get to. But anyway, they've come out and recognize, get this, Aaron, get this joke, get this all, everybody watching. So Macron and Starmer come out, just leave this up, I'll get to it all. Macron and Starmer come out and say, we support Palestine as a state. How do you do that when it doesn't exist? What state? They didn't say they support a two-state solution. They said, we are now recognizing Palestine as a state. That would be like me saying, I recognize a small palmetto mangrove island in the middle of the Myakka River as Tom Lipleyville, and now it is a state, or it's a country. There is no such thing. There is no Palestine. There's nothing. So they're recognizing a state that doesn't exist. And what's so funny about that is they're the ones who then will prosecute people for being anti-Semitic. Because all these squishy people are, and in this area, Trump is squishy, big time squishy. His administration's been caught doing some pretty totalitarian, quote unquote, to be anti-Semitic. I mean, some pretty funky stuff. I don't believe in being anti-Semitic. I don't believe that there's a Jew behind every problem. I'm not that way. You have a myriad of problems. You have World Bank. You have London. You have Beijing. You have Davos. It's not all Jews. And then there's American corruption that needs to be dealt with. And by the way, there's Israeli corruption that needs to be dealt with. I just truth all the way around. And as I say all the time, if I have to choose between Israel and Hamas, I'm choosing Israel, 100%. I choose Israel over Hamas. Their behavior is better than Hamas. But Israel commits atrocities regularly and has committed atrocities against the United States of America and Christians. Many, many times to millions of Christians. That's a fact. It's undeniable. It's irrefutable. So you have to deal with Israel rationally. If I have to choose, I choose Israel over Hamas. But you know what? And this what Trump is doing here is trying to solve a totalitarian university system using totalitarianism. You don't do that. You simply cut off the funding to them. I supported that. Most of what Trump does, 90% of what Trump does is great. And then he does some of this crap every now and then. But that's really not the point of this. So the point of it is that Miriam Adelson makes the statement. I mean, Trump says the statement about Israel, about Adelson. She loves Israel more than the U.S. But that violates Trump's own policy to say that. See, that's and I don't like to get off on criticizing Trump because I love him being president, but this is where he's wrong. And he can't be an acolyte. You can't be a sycophant. You can't be white-pilled. You want to be red-pilled. You want to be truth-pilled. Here's part of the Trump legislation that he put on, or regulations he put on to universities to receive federal funds. Accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel. He just did that. He just did that to Adelson, who I believe is a United States citizen, or to alleged priorities of Jews worldwide than to the interests of their own nations. So she's probably got dual. There's a lot of dual citizenship there. You try to get a dual citizenship in many other countries, very difficult. To get one for the United States and Israel is pretty easy. So just the bottom part, I'm going to get her in trouble with this one, Trump says. Then says, he asked Miriam Adelson, what country do you love more, Israel or the United States? She refused to answer. Mm-hmm. This is one of the biggest political advocates, political influencers in the world, let alone the United States. And she, as a United States citizen, can't answer the question, which one is she more loyal to? Which I believe is maybe one of the reasons why Trump broke with Netanyahu and basically said, you go into the West Bank, we're not going to allow it. And he forced Netanyahu into this deal that Netanyahu is trying to wriggle his way out of by instigating violence. So again, just pointing this out. And this is one of Trump's biggest campaign contributors right here. So I think it's waking Trump up. More than bad on Trump with this, I think it woke Trump up. All right, go to the next one for me. Speaking of Israel, Mr. Red Pill's video. Netanyahu didn't want this deal. Trump forced it upon him. Play it for me.
We all understand that Netanyahu did not want this agreement. It was imposed on him very brutally by Trump. And it was also the result of a huge protest by millions of Israelis who took to the streets over this entire period. And are now content and are very much hoping for this to actually happen. But it was not Netanyahu's wish, and Netanyahu is still interested in doing everything he can not to abide by this agreement.
It's always that way. Everything's a fraud. It really is. I mean, it just is. Netanyahu, and by the way, the alternatives to Netanyahu are not good. The most liberal state, I mean, it's so funny. That Christians will tout, and there's pastors that, it's so funny, pastors will set up their Israel days at church with all their Israeli flags, the false Star of David and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They'll set it up on their stages and proclaim all their support of Israel. Okay, do you support that Israel is the most pro-trans, pro-gay state in anywhere in that region? And you think, God, you speak out against that you're going to be cursed? God curses those things, and God has cursed Israel. But if you say anything, he's going to curse you. I mean, it makes, again, it makes apps, what makes no sense drives me crazy. What makes no sense to me makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
And I don't understand where I'm going to be cursed. So you're not allowed to say that Israel shouldn't have pro-homosexual, pro-transgender, pro-abortion policies? Is if you say it about Israel, you'll be cursed, but if you say it about the United States, you won't be? How does that make sense to you? Boy, I want to name names right now. I got the names right here from the pastors that espouse this crap. You just speak the truth about Israel. Here's the biblical facts about Israel. Here's what happened in Israel. Here's what Israel does that's good. Here's what Israel does that's bad. You talk about the good. You go back to the assault on the USS Liberty. Here's the good. Israel, really at the command of Lyndon B. Johnson, was commanded to be sunk by the Israeli army. Well, it was on fire, but it was such a great ship, it just couldn't be sunk. And Lyndon B. Johnson's doubled down. I want that thing on the bottom of the ocean. And they went back and hit it again. It's like an all-day affair. But then they were actually supposed to land on the deck and put IDF soldiers on there. The Israeli soldiers refused. They're like, we can't do this. When they discovered this is a United States vessel, they refused. So there's good. There's good in everyone. There's good in every country. But you have to be willing. It doesn't matter whether it's Israel or the United States or Great Britain or Canada or anybody or anywhere else. Listen, I went on vacation in Canada. They're the nicest people I've ever been around. They're super nice. Okay, but Talk about a bunch of bent over COVID caving cowards. Canada was horrible. Australia was horrible. New Zealand was horrible. And most of the United States was horrible. Most of Florida was horrible. You didn't even have to be horrible. All right, change the subject. So go to the next one for me. Libs, I've got to get my Democratic Party section in. All right, Libs, a TikTok video. Here's what Jimmy Kimmel had on his show. I believe it was last night or recently. Jimmy Kimmel brought in a grown man dressed up provocatively as a woman. How you consider that to be provocative, I don't know. To read a book to kids and mock Trump on a show. Play for me.
I'm Trixie Mattel. Do I scare any of you?
No.
Really?
You just look amazing.
Oh,
why would
God.
That be scary?
That is so affirming. Thank you so much. You guys look amazing, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I have a whole pile of books here. What if we chose one together? Because this is, after all, a democracy. As of this morning, it's still a democracy. I'm not sure. First up, we have Who Cares About Elderly People?
Yes.
This is Collectible Spoons of the Third Reich.
No.
Okay. Would you guys like to read a book by President Trump?
No.
Whoa. Hold up. What about President Trump's least favorite son?
Listen,
we have to pay respect because this ghostwriter worked really hard on this. Is everybody here potty trained? Matthew, are you potty trained?
Yeah.
You don't seem sure. That's okay, because Eric isn't potty trained either.
Yeah, that would make sense.
How is that remotely funny for one thing? And then, of course, the big, giant, fat girl. I mean, literally, that girl is that wide. I mean, she's that wide. If you see her sitting from the side, that's how fat that girl is. And, of course, you look beautiful. Of course, they're all being paid to do that, or their parents are being paid to do that. But that's okay, there's one of your leading Democratic Party pundits right there, Jimmy Kimmel. That's what he brings on a show. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. No wonder they're losing. Well, here's more. I'm not covering a lot of no. I could show you one video after another of ridiculous No Kings protest crap, but I'm not going to do it. But here's one. This guy's a teacher in Chicago, Eric Doherty video breaking in huge FAFO moment. The Chicago college's employee has been referred to the DOJ for criminal prosecution. Well, here's why. Play it for me.
You gotta grab a gun. We gotta turn around the guns on this fascist system. These ICE agents gotta get shot and wiped out. This state, the state machinery, that's a full display right there, has to get wiped out.
See, this is real deal stuff, folks. And we've seen real deal. We've lost Charlie Kirk, nearly lost President Trump on two occasions. You know, and I forgot about Rand Paul being attacked. When do we ever attack anybody?
Yeah.
Can anybody name it? When do we ever attack anybody? Remember Rand Paul was attacked, had his lung punctured and his ribs broken? I forgot about that one. Steve Scalise shot. The attempted assassination on Brett Kavanaugh by, of course, a trans activist. Charlie Kirk shot by a trans... Well, I don't believe that Tyler Robinson shot him, but the accused is a trans activist. But anyway, you see, this is real. These people, the left, is violent. The left is always violent. They're the leftists. This is the Nazi Party. These are the Maoists. These are the Stalinists. It's all the same. They always... It's always funny how it works. The projection works. And I'm not going to get long into this because, again, that's a 30-minute dissertation about how they're Nazis and not us and what they have in common with Nazis and what we don't, because we have nothing in common with Nazis on the right. Hitler was not alt-right. How was he right-wing in any way? Gun confiscation? Forced medical treatments? Concentration camps? How is that right-wing at all? The only people that... I mean, we saw who was it that created concentration camps in 2020? In 2021, if you weren't vaxxed, the communists in China, the communists in Australia, the communists in Canada, the communists that wanted to do it in New York but didn't get away with it, but now have legislation in place that if they have a pandemic, they can create concentration camps. It's always the left is left. Not Nazism is left. National Socialist. Mondami. That's who Hitler is. Mondami. That's Hitler. And that, again, I hate when they talk about alt-right Nazis. There's no right wing has nothing to do with Nazism at all. Got to show you this one. One of my favorite videos, Rep. Eli Crane video. D.C. Council Chairman, Democrat Phil Mendelson voted to defund the police. Yet he demands taxpayer-funded 24-hour personal security from the police that he voted to defund. Play it for me.
Councilman Mendelson, did you vote with the rest of the city council to defund the police by $15 million in 2020?
I don't believe that's the correct amount, but I did vote for the budget then.
You did. Okay. Councilman, did you call the police in July 2025 because of a protest outside of your home?
I called 911.
Okay.
It was at midnight. In fact, it was 12:30 in the morning.
Right.
And it was a number of individuals who were actually breaking the law, the Residential Tranquility Act, with how loud they were.
Okay, so you voted to defund policing by $15 million in 2020 with the rest of the council. This is what the police union, police officers, had to say about your interaction.
I know what
with
you're
going to
say, and I've already said it, Mr. Pemberton.
Well, I'm going to say it, so you're not going to interrupt me. Over the weekend, Chairman Mendelson called the police because there were peaceful protesters at his house, because he decimated the police department with horrible legislation, and our staffing has now 800-plus vacancies. There was a delay in responding to his home. Because of the delay, Chairman Mendelson called and screamed at OUC and MPD staff. There is now a permanent security detail at his home staffed by an MPD officer who should be handling more important matters. We currently have 3,100 total sworn members, the lowest in 50 years, and we now have to dedicate one of them to be a security blanket for a man who hates cops, while other people calling 911 for real emergencies will have to wait. This nonsense must end immediately. So that's what the police department had to say about
you. No, police
you
union,
instance.
Not police department.
The police union. The union that represents police officers.
And it's false on
Do they represent police
points.
Officers, Mr. Mendelson? The police union?
It's the union
Thank
president.
Thank you.
Not the police department, just the police officers.
Right.
The perfect, the absolutely, perfect little psychological game, little denialism that you can do. That's what it means to be a Democrat right there. But just put this, think about this in terms of numbers. So he has a protest outside his house. That's all that happened. Nobody tried to break into his house. Nobody tried to assault him. So he calls up for somebody to respond to his house, and it was a slow response because there are 800 people down. 800 people down. The only police department that's really fully staffed, of course, is in Washington, D.C., the Capitol Hill Police Department. 2,700 officers for a two and a half square mile area. There's 800 cops in all of Seattle, but Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have 2,700 cops for a 2 mile area. This right here is the living embodiment of Democrat right here with Phil Mendelson. So he votes to cut their department funding by $15 million, causing 800 vacancies, and they have a slow response to a non-emergency call. So he calls and screams at them because they didn't respond fast enough to his house when he voted for them not to respond. Aaron?
No.
He voted for them not to respond.
Yeah.
But then they don't respond. Again, it brings me back to the Minnesota protests under King George Floyd, for George Floyd, where they're having they're defund the Minneapolis Police Department rally and want a Minneapolis Police Department there for security. Mm. It's absolutely cognitive dissonance to the nth degree. It's not even cognitive dissonance. It's absolute cognitive decline. Yeah. Credit to Joe Biden. But he screamed at us, so these are the lowest numbers in 50 years. That's what it means to be a Democrat. He's a D.C. council chairman, so he gets preferential treatment. Now it's 24/7 security. You know how much that costs? Do you know how much that costs? You're talking about what cops get. I used to work those details as a cop. I was a cop right here, 25 years, Sarasota County. I worked what we call them details, the extra details. You sign up for them, and you rotate through them. So you make yourself $45 an hour at the time when I was working. I retired 8 years ago. By the time I was making $45 an hour, so it's probably $50-$60 an hour now, but the people will pay it because you're not paying for just the cop. You're paying for the car and everything else. So whoever it is, the taxpayer is now paying, think about it, probably about $4,000 a day to have that cop there 24 hours. $4,000 a day for the cop to sit there. So that this guy who had a nonviolent incident happen near his house can have protection. Got to show you this one. Ian Yeager video. I just want to remind, going back to COVID, what it means. Garen, give me a little Trump. Going back to COVID. Here we are. Back to COVID.
Back again.
Back here we are. Remembering. I want you to remember. Here's Timmy Walz now. Mr. Democrat. Mr. Liberal, right? Mr. No Kings, But here's how Tim Walz ran his lockdown inside of Minnesota. Play for me.
Oh, there's more. Look at this. They just keep coming.
Go! Go inside!
Get inside!
Get inside! Get inside!
Get in your house now! Let's go!
Light him up!
Go inside now!
Get inside!
Get in the house!
Get in.
Oh, God, that hurt. You good?
Are you okay?
Right on the fucking crotch.
Are you okay? You got hit?
I'm good. They're fucked for that, dude. What?
Okay.
And look at all those compliant people. They got their masks on, they're locked down. They just want to step out on their porch. They're already compliant and bent over. They may not have been ankle grabbers, but they were bent over. They're all wearing their masks. That's not good enough for the totalitarians. Lest we forget, that was happening in the good old United States of America under Tim Walz in Minnesota. Roving bands of stormtroopers, and absolutely talking about that. I just did a pro cop thing. Every single one of those cops right there should resign in disgrace. Because you swore to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Was that doing so? Oh, that all gets flushed out the window whenever there's an emergency, whenever emergency powers are enacted. What is that in the Constitution? Not. So just lest we forget. And that's what it means when a Democrat's in charge. All right, 10-17, that's good. Oh, we got rants tonight. Oh, man, Nate Dad, one of the biggest rants ever. $200, thank you so much, Nate Dad won. Robin Aroni, $25, thank you so much. Richard Perry, $49, $20, thank you so much. The one and only Nude Monk, $20, thank you so much. Foundation Anointed, $19.79, $1, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Back here tomorrow night, as always, at 9 o'clock. Stick around for the post game. Post game's awesome. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you all. God bless you.